Shaving before you get breakfast is the worst time. When you get something under your belt, you're stronger and more wide awake, and the bastards who work for the combine aren't so apt to slip one of their machines in on you in place of an electric shaver. But when you shave before breakfast, like she has me do some mornings, 6:30 in the morning in a room all white walls and white basins, and long tube lights in the ceiling making sure there aren't any shadows, and faces all around you trapped screaming behind the mirrors, then what chance you got against one of their machines? I hide in the mop closet and listen, my heart beating in the dark, and I try to keep from getting scared, try to get my thoughts off someplace else, try to think back and remember things about the village and the big Columbia River. Think about, one time Pop and me were hunting birds in a stand of cedar trees near the Dalles. But like always, when I try to place my thoughts in the past and hide there, the fear close at hand seeps in through the memory. I can feel that least black boy out there coming up the hall, smelling out for my fear. He opens out his nostrils like black funnels, his outsized head bobbing this way and that as he sniffs, and he sucks in fear from all over the ward. He's smelling me now, I can hear him snort. He don't know where I'm hid, but he's smelling and he's hunting around. I try to keep still. Papa tells me to keep still, tells me that the dog senses a bird somewhere's right close. We borrowed a pointer dog from a man in the Dalles. All the village dogs are no-count mongrels, Papa says, fish gut eaters, no class at all. This here dog, he got instinct. I don't say anything, but I already see the bird up in a scrub cedar, hunched in a gray knot of feathers. Dog's running in circles underneath, too much smell around for him to point for sure. The bird's safe as long as he keeps still. He's holding out pretty good, but the dog keeps sniffing and circling, louder and closer. Then the bird breaks, feathers springing, jumps out of the cedar into the birdshot from Papa's gun. The least black boy and one of the bigger ones catch me before I get 10 steps out of the mop closet and drag me back to the shaving room. I don't fight or make any noise. If you yell, it's just tougher on you. I hold back the yelling. I hold back till they get to my temples. I'm not sure it's one of those substitute machines and not a shaver till it gets to my temples. Then I can't hold back. It's not a willpower thing anymore when they get to my temples. It's a button. Pushed. Says air raid, air raid. Turns me on so loud it's like no sound. Everybody yelling at me, hands over their ears from behind a glass wall. Faces working around in talk circles, but no sound from the mouths. My sound soaks up all other sound. They start the fog machine again, and it's snowing down cold and white all over me like skim milk, so thick I might even be able to hide in it if they didn't have a hold on me. I can't see 6 inches in front of me through the fog, and the only thing I can hear over the wail I'm making is the big nurse whoop and charge up the hall while she crashes patients out of her way with that wicker bag. I hear her coming, but I still can't hush my hollering. I holler till she gets there. They hold me down while she jams wicker bag and all into my mouth and shoves it down with a mop handle. A blue tick hound bays out there in the fog, running scared and lost because he can't see. No tracks on the ground but the ones he's making, and he sniffs in every direction with his cold red rubber nose and picks up no scent but his own fear, fear burning down into him like steam. It's gonna burn me just that way, finally telling about all this, about the hospital and her and the guys, and about McMurphy. I've been silent so long now, it's going to roar out of me like floodwaters, and you think the guy telling this is ranting and raving, my God. You think this is too horrible to have really happened. This is too awful to be the truth. But please, it's still hard for me even to have a clear mind thinking on it. But it's the truth, even if it didn't happen.